At 6:06, it is cloudy and 27 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting temperatures to remain fairly steady throughout the day today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The winter storm is still coming, but it is apparently sleeping in this morning. The National Weather Service says it is delaying the start of the winter storm warning for the Tulsa area until 11 o'clock now. The system is still headed our way with freezing rain, sleet, and snow, about 5 to 6 inches worth total storm accumulation. Now, the area south of Interstate 40 this morning, they have it much worse. There is an ice storm warning for that area with heavy freezing rain and power disruptions likely. There are some schools that have closed today, none here in the Tulsa Metro. We have that list for you on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. You'll find it at the very bottom of the home page. Most of the school districts are south and east of Tulsa. Well, with winter weather on the way, city street crews are ready to do battle.
Material-wise, we're in great shape. The equipment's ready to go, so we're as prepared as we can be for the winter.
Tulsa Streets Director Dan Crossland says the city has 170 drivers and support staff assigned to 35 different routes. Well, in addition to the ice and snow, it is going to get very cold. The AAA Auto Club says be sure your car is ready.
Make sure that you have antifreeze in your car. Make sure your air filters are clean. Make sure that you have good tires, good tread.
Daniel Carnes in Tulsa says keep your speeds down and don't get overconfident once the precipitation starts to fall. Well, Yale Avenue is reopened this morning near the OU Tulsa campus. This follows a bizarre incident yesterday afternoon. Police exchanged shots with Christopher Teeter in a chase that started near 71st and Mingo and ended near the Promenade Mall. Cornered, Tulsa police officer Leland Ashley says the 20-year-old took his own life.
It appears that the individual shot himself. He's deceased inside the vehicle.
Teeter was wanted for kidnapping a man last month, torturing him and leaving him in the woods. He was recently named one of Tulsa's most wanted. Governor Fallon has issued an executive order in support of education standards in math and English, known as Common Core, and says she hopes the order will ease fears that the standards represent a federal government takeover of public education. The Republican governor signed the executive order yesterday. It states that the federal government will have no input in the formulation of the standards. A ribbon-cutting ceremony now officially opens a new women's health clinic in the 61st and South Peoria area. It will provide access to health for women in the community who have not been able to get easy access before now. Andrea Gromes is a medical assistant at the clinic.
People in this area are taking buses to go all the way across town for their medical needs right now, and we wanted to be more accessible to them and have it right here within walking distance.
Better access to medical care is one of the issues identified by a 61st and Peoria task force formed after a series of high-profile crimes in that area, including a quadruple murder. Our weather forecast, a winter storm warning for later this morning. Periods of sleet and snow, steady temperatures. Tonight, snow and sleet, 18 for a low. Tomorrow, another round of snow, a high of 24, then temperatures dropping. Saturday, sunny and cold. And then on Sunday, yet more snow and a high of 29. National Weather Service radar shows freezing rain this morning right along the Interstate 40 corridor from Vian over to Henrietta. Right now in Tulsa, cloudy and 27. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.